things. It's,
I mean, if you're ever, you know, late to that, it's not. We'll find a way around it. And I'll put you guys on Mondays at this time for my convenience, but it's not like it's important.
But yeah, well, I was expecting to get, they make it in time, but it's just because of all the leaves and things. The trains weren't stopping at the stations, so it's like the speed restrictions on.
It's sliding past.
Really?
Yeah.
Great. So what do they have to do, back up?
I'm not sure. They end up busing people into, I think it's Koi Station, they have particular problems with it. It's on a hill or something. So they had to bus people in from like stations either side.
Nasty.
Yes, yes. But yeah, at least it was speed restrictions instead of like trains flying past into barriers and things. So.
Yes. We're glad they look after
Can
that.
Can I have you move your lapel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's called brushing against your neck. You can even stick it in one of the Yeah, that's
fine.
Do you
want to
plug in?
I don't know. Do we want to look at anything? It's not up yet.
Still 56% completed.
I can
skip it. So just doing a disk check or something.
Let's do it. Oops, it fell off. Doesn't like silk. And now we're going to discover we've got no reason to meet, right? Because everything's going swimmingly.
Is everything going swimmingly?
Oh,
well, yeah, apart from waiting for the get contagious sort of thing.
Because I haven't read the wikis in my email since I left, so.
I haven't added anything to the wiki recently, so. I've been working on trying to get the XML stuff working. So basically, I had to have DOM works, so I can do the next, so I can generate the DEF files.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
So putting in through documentation. That's what I was doing at the end of last week. Just so I know how it all works and figuring out the best way to do things.
Uh-huh.
At the moment, I've been playing around with the DOM stuff in Mozilla, because so I can see how it works with the HTML pages, so I can generate. So I can generate XHTML stuff and see how it all works there. It's just much easier to just see how things work in that.
I don't know the Mozilla stuff, so if it turns out that it's idiosyncratic in some way that teaches you funny habits, then it won't have been a good idea.
The thing is that the API is standardized by the W3C, so the API is standard between everything.
There are certain companies that I don't want to name, who don't always get it right. Mozilla. Yeah, it'll be all right.
It's just
I believe you now. It's a good strategy.
It does like we said that this is a Mozilla-only feature and things like that. So I've been avoiding those anyway. It's just that's quite a quick way to get into how it don't work, because I can just quickly generate a web page and just add things to it, take things away, and see exactly what's going on at the time. So.
Why does it help that it's HTML instead of just XML?
Just because XHTML has a nice, that you got browsers there, so you can actually see directly what's going on.
Most browsers, when you put an XML file up in it, it'll just apply some default style sheet to it anyway that shows you.
Yeah, well, I'm using XHTML. All the web pages are XHTML, so it's XML just with the HTML DVD.
Okay. Yeah.
Just because we haven't quite finalized the GDF format, so just.
Okay.
Just
so what you're gonna have to do is swap in tag names later.
Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
All I have to do is change that sort of thing. So it's.
Everybody's got their different ways of doing these things. I'm sure that's fine.
It comes out in the end.
I'm trying to think of the things that could go wrong, but since I haven't tried it this particular way, But yeah, that sounds good. So you say we haven't finalized what the GDF looks like. Is that an implicit request for me to do something, or?
What I'm doing at the moment, I'm looking through the stuff that Robin put on the wiki to say what we need in the output format for the task. So what you're going to do the analysis on. So I'm making sure that I can get that information out of the GDF as it's stated at the moment. If I find something that you can't get out of it, then I can add that to the GDF format.
Yeah, there's two cases in here, right? There's things you can get straight off the original format, and then there's things you have to do some kind of post-processing of the original format. But it's not just a data format change, it's actually some kind of computational process to get the thing out of it as well, right?
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
wasn't, I think it was a little bit confused last time we spoke about whether you consider GDF format to be the thing that's just straightforward translations of what's in the original eye tracking output, or whether the post-processing utilities are a separate step. Because I think you and I had separate, different views on this, but I can't remember who had which view at this point.
Yeah, well.
So are you working on actively on this these analysis things, or are you just working on the translation?
Well, I'm making sure that the GDF format we've got at the moment will output, say, well, output all the analysis that Robin's looking for. So I'm using that as a way to get into using the DOM things as well. So at the moment I'm looking at actually the GDF format itself, and then to generate the GDF format, I'm going to be taking stuff out of the JEST analyzer, and then using the DOM parser to generate XML.
Oh, okay, so you haven't looked
analyzer.
At what's in there and what isn't in there that you need to do some really intensive transform to do.
The output of the JEST analyzer does do some of the processing already, which is why I'm planning to use that as the basis for it. That already picks up like target reads and things like that, so it knows whether you're looking at a part or whether you're looking at a target area or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's also got that in it somewhere. So it's just a matter of pulling that out and put that into the GDF.
Okay. So this sounds like it's under control and you're happy and you guys are telling each other what you guys need to know. So I don't need to do anything, right?
Nope.
You're all fine. But there was a number of things that came before this, right? That it sounds like they're not under control yet. So you know, the GDF stuff, so Alan's view on this is we go through everything in order, like the priority is exactly the pipeline order.
Yeah.
Right? So Camtasia you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what else, but we should check what other things were before this on the list of things to do.
Yeah, yeah. I think the only thing I've got left to do before the experiment can be run is get check Camtasia works. Mm-hmm. Now I've got Camtasia running on the machines, and I think they're set up correctly. But I can't test it until we get the microphones working.
Until you get the
microphones.
Oh, microphones!
It's batteries we're waiting for.
Batteries.
They're due. I was told the beginning of this week.
Okay. Are they really, really strange batteries?
They are quite strange.
Have you tried Maple?
It's Avril has ordered them from somewhere.
Are they expensive?
Possibly. No. About like 150 each or something.
Because, you know, like we bus journey over to Maplin might solve the problem if it's getting in the way.
Well, hopefully. They should have been here last week, but Caroline then phoned up to chase them. And they were told to be here. Should be today.
So this isn't actually ruining your schedule for anything, and that's why you're waiting.
Well, we can still test whether Camtasia runs anyway. It's just whether it's the microphones are picking up things correctly.
Right, okay. So it sounds like you're not actually worried about the fact that this is...
Not yet.
Yeah.
No.
When you get worried, go to Maplin, okay?
Right.
Phone them first to make sure that they're in there. Somebody around must have a... probably Steve. Somebody in the techie group will have a Maplin catalog. But I'll see if I can... it's useful to know who's got a current one anyway. I don't seem to get them anymore. I guess I don't buy enough equipment.
I think most of the stuff's online these days anyway, isn't it? So.
Oh yeah, of course. Duh. So, you can find out whether they have it. But you'd have to phone them to find out if they have it in stock down there. I actually live not that far from there. So, it would be a half hour diversion from my morning routine to pick up stuff.
But
then again, it's also very close to Haymarket.
Yeah. So
it's even less of a diversion for you, probably. Except you don't know your way around.
I can easily get to Maplin. I don't know where it is. I used to live here. I'm a geek. I know where Maplin is.
Yeah. For the sake of £3 or however many quid. How many batteries does this thing take? Doesn't take 100.
No, it's 2 batteries, really.
Yeah. Then, you know, put your mind at rest. It's, you know, you wouldn't want it to be the morning you were supposed to be recording.
No.
You know this.
Yes. Well, I could give you a call on the way in tomorrow, and if they're not appearing in your pigeonhole, I can easily go off the train early and just pick them up from there.
Yeah, check they got them first, though. Their stocks are a bit funny down there.
Right, yeah. Well, I'll make sure I'm making it and make sure I've got the phone number in my phone things, I can call them.
Because, you know, it's not that attractive an area to walk through if you're not going to get anything out of it.
Well, true, true. That way, right, isn't it?
So, of all the things that were on the wiki, do I need to pull up the wiki? Ah, it's going to let me log in.
It's still probably in that angle.
Yeah. No, I do not want to change my password. But you guys probably know off the top of your head. Is there anything else that we were waiting on before you could run?
I can't remember the wiki.
So
the only thing
that,
well, the thing that's holding me slightly up is checking whether Joe's finished. There is a working model builder, but I'm not sure if it's the finished version yet. And
his last day was the 31st of October.
Yeah, he still had hours left. I wasn't sure if it was down to the number of hours or whether 31st of October.
It's hours.
Right.
Yeah, it's hours. Oh, so he's got hours left. He's behind him.
I think he.
But no, he was billing for he was billing by the hour. So, I thought, well, I mean, obviously, if he wants to finish off, then, you know,
But Nijmegen has gone dead for almost the last 2 weeks.
Oh well, they're probably away then.
Well,
wasn't
Ellen
away?
Ellen's away. No, but I think what we had was some big review.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
And so I haven't heard anything back from them. So the models for...
Oh, you have no models at all. Ah, oh, that's a pity. Model builder, that's what I was calling the graphical model editor, right? So
yes,
you use Xfig to make the parts and then you...
Well, we don't need to make the parts are all the standard Tangram ones we had before anyway. The Xfig thing is only when we come to building airplanes and new peculiar shapes. But for this experiment, it's just a Tangram type task.
Okay. I have something in my email about from Joe. He wouldn't have sent it just to me, would he? Do you want me to check that? I'm not going to project my email.
I haven't heard anything from Joe for a week or so anyway. So.
Okay, I think I might have heard Thursday or something. I can't remember exactly when it was.
That's newer than... It's the last thing was in response to the thing I was saying last week about the parallelogram being the wrong way around. From the model builder to the actual. But nothing has, I haven't heard anything since from either, say, the Netherlands or from you.
Okay, so I've got something on the 28th, that's Friday, I think. Oh, he just wants to know how to get paid. Right, that suggests he's done.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's in Edinburgh, so, well, I suppose he won't come back because Craig's on his desk.
Oh, is he back?
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay.
So.
Well, I'm using the dice machine, so if he wants to pop in for 5 minutes, the Windows machine's free from him at the moment.
Well, he's just not going to try to squat there, that's all. So the last thing I got from him about work was the 19th of October that said he uploaded some changes that you wanted. That's... Oh, see, you didn't get that. It was just me and him, but presumably he put it on a wiki, so... So he's just telling us because he thinks we probably don't read wikis. I'll just check.
Yeah, it was after that was the thing about why the parallelogram was a mirror image.
Yeah, I can tell you I'm getting an email from, I think it got sent to the group saying that he'd updated the whatever it was on the wiki. So you know, he'd uploaded a new zip file and overwritten the old one. So.
Well, I haven't replied to him about... Yeah, I really don't have anything more recent from him. I haven't replied to him about, how to submit costs and stuff like that. So, but that suggests he's at the end of things, but we could just ask him. I mean, maybe you guys would just want to ask them directly, you're done, right? Because it's worth you guys knowing. And then, of course, any problems that remain, you inherit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's worth taking a look at what it does and making sure it does what you want, I guess. So the problem is you wanted to construct some models in it for your experiment, but you were hoping to get some from Nerlus.
Yes, or at least she was meant to have some idea of the level of complexity, because they have actually run things, and to get an idea of the sort of style and check that they'd be all right. All very quiet.
Right. Have you tried cold calling her? That's what I do when I need things there.
No, it has just been email rather than the telephone type of
trust then. When, if you get them today, when are you going to start running?
I'm down for a week. What's the 7th? It's a week today.
Oh, right, so you have to be ready by then.
I haven't booked anybody in or anything, but that's what I'm hoping.
Right, okay.
We have been, of course, put back a bit by the eye tracker going down.
Yeah, makes sense.
But we're certainly needing some data in the bag by the 1st of December, I think.
Yeah, so you don't have subjects lined up, but you don't expect any trouble getting them?
Hopefully not.
Mm-hmm.
The only other slight complication is, which will be, I think, brought up at the meeting on Thursday for all the eye tracking users.
Yeah.
The lab has been block booked again.
By?
Jules from psychology.
I don't know this person. So they need to be serious about it. Who's there? Is that a staff member or is it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we kind of paid for the lab, so it depends, but I suppose talking to them sometimes solves these problems. It depends on what sort of staff member is it? Is it a
lecturer?
Right. I mean, presumably he or she is not running subjects the entire.
Well, presumably not, but it's sort of quite solidly booked. For certainly about 6 days, from 10 to 5 for 2 or 3 of those days.
Ellen's still out of town, right? It's just, you could try calling this person and see how this works. Ellen might be more persuasive. it's just sometimes academic staff have a bit of a chip about research staff, and since I don't know the person, I can't tell whether it's one of those or not.
I can probably at least email her and ask her if she's really needing it all that time.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and then escalate, I guess. But, you know, or whether it can be put off for a little bit or something. So, I have no idea how the booking system works. Well, you're discussing it on Thursday, right?
Well, yeah.
At the moment, it's just a booking system.
Yeah.
Yeah. People
just, if they can log on to it, can book it.
Yep. Well, that's one to raise at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I might talk to Ellen about that ahead of time, because she and Martin may have had discussions about appropriate use of the lab.
In theory, Jess is meant to have it every morning.
Oh, really? Yeah, but don't you guys set up for... Isn't block booking more appropriate? Because isn't there setup involved in changing around for somebody else?
There shouldn't be any changes in the physical connection. So
no, or in the software or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. So there's no cost associated with it being mornings or afternoons?
No. As long as other people don't, for some reason, I don't know, disconnect some bits of the equipment, there's no reason why it should.
Yeah. So in the worst case, you may be able to make an argument if you actually need that week that you can collect in the mornings that week. Is this something that's known outside Ellen's head?
Yes, it's not on the booking system. It's on a web page that Frank created about the lab.
Oh, well, that's
which I don't know if anybody actually knows is there.
Well, and that's the time to yeah. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you've got a lot of possible ways of getting what time you need. Of course, try to be kind to other people, but you would anyway. So those are the only things that are worrying you, Camtasia and lab access, and otherwise, no sweat, you're happy.
Should be. I've also got to get Camtasia, the motor builder. I've got to get Camtasia working as a sort of little multimedia thing to generate a video of how to, sort of an instructional video.
Oh yeah, This is going to take a little while.
That's what I'll have to do this week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully, once we run the trial, that'll give you some screenshots to work with, and then just be a matter of adding your video of mouse movements or whatever. So.
Yeah, but you were going to try and figure out how to overlay something on top of the video that... Oh no, you were just really going to run a video of the set of the trial.
Yeah.
That's much easier. So, with the model builder, what do you need to do with it? Which one are you is going to look at what it does so far, and
I'll do that.
Have a look. If you have any problem with it, I think there's a wiki page up for that piece of for that thing. So if you just put whatever recommendations bugs on that page, and I'll work through them as and when I can.
Hopefully, there's not a problem. But I say Merlot's was also meant to be checking it and doing things.
How many models were you relying on her for? So are you suddenly going to be...
It hasn't been divided up in that sort of...
Well,
way.
What I'm trying to get at is your start time going to be delayed because you don't have the models ready if she doesn't come through?
Depends how quickly I manage to get a grip of it, maybe how long it takes me to generate them, or how I get on with the Camtasia. Unsure yet.
Can you draft Craig in to build some if necessary?
I've used the software, and it's not that hard.
There shouldn't be any great problem. It's just checking that they're of a suitable level of complexity.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You
know
me, contingency planning. Always for you back
first. You're not quite right.
So I can't imagine that building the model is going to be that hard. I can easily just, well, however many thousands there are on that Dutch website you found, just pick some of them, redo them in the JCD format. It's pretty mechanical. I can easily do that. So, but it's a matter of choosing which ones you need to do.
Yeah.
Which I guess you have to do.
Or I was hoping for some
feedback. Oh yeah, you need to. You and Marlo need to sort out.
Yeah, exactly.
You can call a Jess Telcon between you and Marlo's. If it's not that, see, with a cold calling, you can usually at least find out whether they're alive and get an offer to get something. But the next escalation is saying, no, we really need to talk about this. We're going to talk about it, Tuesday at such a time, unless you.
Yeah, it's a good time. So, right. Well, I'll try and get hold of her again today.
But presumably, whatever it is they've been going through is now over.
I think it was up till the end of October, so presumably today
mm-hmm.
they're now free again.
Yeah.
Or taking a week off to recover.
I just hate for that to slow you up in collecting stuff, that's all.
Well, hopefully it won't anyway. It's just, if I then do it, I hopefully will get the right models.
Yeah,
that's true. So it'll
well,
be generated, it's whether the models are optimal.
That's
not
quite a small thing she can do for you, I guess. It's not like, sitting there brain deadly constructing.
Mm-hmm.
Some models that she needs to do. It's just to provide advice about this, which must take less time. Well, that all sounds fine. You guys worried about anything? We mostly have been talking about the experiment schedule, so.
I don't think so. The major thing I've got to do is get this Camtasia sorted out, so just waiting for the batteries for that.
Mm-hmm.
If Rob's not worried, I'm not worried.
You're going to run out of things to do that we haven't set you up for anytime soon. The GDF thing sounds like it might take a wee while.
Yeah, because I've got to finalise that format, and then once that's done, I'm going to start looking at the analysis side of it.
All the dynamic region part of it.
Yeah,
but you don't need anything from me for that, because that's already sort of spec. I mean, again, that's the pair of you.
Yeah. Well, I think the analysis will take a little while. I don't think it's going to take that long to get this stuff sorted out. It's going to be how to display it and all that sort of stuff. Whatever makes it easiest for you to do.
This is what I'm worried about: is him being in the lab all day long and you not being sure like what to do for the analysis or something. Because you're going to be completely unavailable when you're recording, or will there be times when you record all day?
No, well, it depends how many I can hook in and get running, and before my brain melts. But when the experiment's running, yeah, I'll be in the lab.
Yeah, because you
can't just go in and let them get started.
Oh yeah, no, I understand
that.
Some
people
like
can, but.
Well, it was more like, you know, so this week he's got, you know, the GDF stuff to do, then next week you're planning on recording, and what happens if suddenly you're unavailable all of next week, just when he runs out of work?
There'll certainly be time for now, because I'm right next to the lab anyway. I'll come back just to check my email and things anyway. So,
so we'll worry about it then.
I've still got to work on the Jest analyzer and turn that into a GDF outputter. I can have a look at the model builder as well. The one thing I'm thinking about is we're looking at the part building type stuff. And it might be worth seeing if I can add a little part builder thing into the model builder. I'm just going to tidy up some of the code for generating the parts anyway, the JCT parts.
But I don't know if we want to bother with a part builder. The idea was it wasn't worth the investment.
Well, I'll have a quick look at it and see how easy it is to add a couple of things to it, because if I can use it to generate the Rotsim angle, for example, the rotation symmetry stuff, which is what was causing the bugs before.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can use the model builder to automatically do that, then that would save quite a bit of work and it'll save a few bugs.
But now that the guy building these models know that they need to do the Rotsim stuff, do you have trouble doing it?
No.
So
it's just something you've got to remember once the parts have been built. So.
We might want to severely cash limit the investment that you put into making a part builder.
I'm not going to do much on that.
How many person days would it be worth? Like, if Craig discovered it could be done in X days?
I wouldn't bother more than one or two, certainly.
Right, so there's your limit. Don't spend more than a day or two on it. You have to understand that there's things about this project we've hidden from you so far that you'll have to learn about.
I saw something like a map task, like, a little further down my task list.
Oh, really? Oh, that will just be a little add-on. Whatever it is, it'll be the same skills as you've learned for something else.
Right.
And it'll just be... I'm not even sure that's you, because I think somebody else is doing that, actually. But I'm thinking more of the fact that at some point we should probably tell you about this NXT stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's just XML to XML to XML, isn't it? Turning GDF
It's
into NXT.
But you know, there's XML and XML, and you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes standoff links and stuff, and it's some people, if they're not used to linguistic annotation, take a little time to get their head around the way the data model works.
From what I've heard about it, it's both XML, so the programming side of it doesn't sound too hard. It's going to be making sure that it fits what you expect out of the format. That's fine. I'll have plenty of questions for you once I get to that stage, I'm sure.
Yeah, so just don't wither away, you know, weeks on fripperies when we've got the real meat of this yet to come. We'll find plenty of really, really crucial things for you to do.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be twiddling your thumbs.
Well, the bigger thing is we're going to get Camtasia sorted out this week, and then concentrate on the Jest analyzer, the GDF stuff. Once I've done that, it's whatever you want me to do once I've done the GDF.
Okay, so I'll remind myself to look at what's next before the next time we get together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the GDF can keep me busy for a little while yet, so... I'll keep it busy until this time next week, and then I can start suggesting things that might need to look at for the next stage.
So you collect on Monday. That means you don't want to meet, right?
Well, at 12 o'clock next Monday, the lab is technically booked by Jules.
Oh, right. It's actually next week. It's actually the week that you were planning on.
It starts this Wednesday and goes through to next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Anyway, you'll tell me whether we cancel this. Or whether I just talk to Craig. In which case we won't be up here because we don't record twos.
Yeah.
What else? My then other complication is 2 weeks tomorrow I start my teaching.
Oh yeah, that should be fun. Let's
for
see, that's
2 weeks
like
of that, four lectures and four labs.
That comes at an ideal time for you then.
Yes.
That's like the 20th or something. I can't add.
Tomorrow is the 1st.
For the 1st, yeah.
So
it'll
be the 15th for 2 weeks.
Actually, yeah, that reminds me, I won't be, on Thursday, I'm going to be over in
my induction
day.
Oh, you've got
your
induction, that's right.
So.
Oh yeah, you have to promise to tell us how that is, because people do ask me.
Fair enough. I don't think
it's a total waste of time to,
Yeah, scale of 1 to 7.
Yeah. I mean, I don't expect to be that in-depth. I mean, it's 15 minutes on a variety of different topics, so it's just...
Yeah.
It is. I'm sure most of it I already know. It's like fire safety, health safety, data protection, the usual sort of stuff you get everywhere. So.
The university will cover itself legally, I think, by doing this.
Yeah.
Well, if they were going to do that, then they'd force you to go to it. I would know somebody who'd gone to know.
Nobody's bothered so far.
I'm pretty sure they didn't have induction in my day. So.
Well, I don't remember being asked for an induction. So.
Really? But you only started here
in April.
We're supposed to, I'm sure.
Yeah, well,
I got invited to a summer garden party for new staff. Where is it? But that's all.
Oh well.
Yeah, when I probably started being a student. I mean, in fact, we had the induction was compulsory because a lot of students were doing teaching, and you couldn't do the teaching unless you'd done the induction because you had to know about health and safety and fire safety before you could take a charge of
you
were the responsible person in the classroom. So.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm not sure why I'm doing it now. There we go. So let's see how it goes. I'll give you a report on Friday or something.
I have one NXT question.
Okay.
Hopefully won't be. Well, it's not one. It's hopefully, as part of the output, it'll be something like that. Is that correct? So you've got the gaze position of the first person, gaze position of the second. Mouse position in the first, mouse position in the second, and I don't know, I'll call them mouse action or something.
Yeah.
Is that just in sort of.
Seems reasonable.
Like that?
So, it'll be like in Monitor, but yeah, they'll all be different tiers like that. And then there's the language stuff as well.
Yes, that's just the eye.
Yeah, this is the easiest stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, eyes and mice. Uh-huh. And that's enough for you, right? I mean,
that's why.
Of course, lots of things that can do that. It's the language part that's
well,
the hard part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just checking that. I know the language parts they set up here, but this would be the new part, new stuff.
That seems fine. Yeah. Do you know what the sets of codes are? Well, the whatever you'd be getting out of the JAST analyzer. So.
Yeah, whatever that is.
I mean, blinks as well, right?
Yes, I'm not sure we need to know exactly where they are, just how many there are in each.
Oh, so you don't want to put it part of the state?
I don't know.
I think you should. Well, there's two views on this. If you do, then the people formulating research questions will ask about them. But if you don't, they'll probably ask about them anyway, and then you'll have to add them after the fact. It's
well,
probably easier just to
just
shove
just
them in.
Stick them in anyway.
You can
stick
them in a different track, and then load them or not load them as you please. Because it's not, well, I don't know, is it part of, so these are mutually exclusive and exhaustive sets of codes against time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Blink a part of this?
Blink would, at the moment, just get locked in with the sort of previous gaze.
Yeah, but isn't that important? Because when they're blinking, basically it's like a nil code. You can't find out what they're doing otherwise. So it may actually be important to have the blinks registered in there because you may discover you need to take them into account to smooth some kind of analysis that you're doing. So it could be that if they hadn't had a blink just then, they would have been, I don't know what.
Yes. moving somewhere else, or it's more likely to be blinking at the same time as the other person is doing something, I think. So.
That you want to know about.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much for lives. I'm missing stuff because people blink. I was thinking more like, you know, the person looks at a part and they've got a fixation before and after the blink in the middle. And, you know, there may be times when you want to treat that as one thing.
Yes.
Right?
Normally, we just, as I say, add the blink time and duration to the previous fixation.
Oh, right, okay. So, but in that case...
Because you're not absorbing any new information, and that's what the critical sort of deciding factor is.
Right, uh-huh. In that case, then, these tiers are already, like, blink corrected.
Yes.
And
so
then you wouldn't
them.
Have blinks as part of this. You'd want blinks as a separate tier.
It would be as a separate tier where just the mark
yeah.
the actual position.
Yeah, so the key thing is here is mutually exclusive and exhaustive. And the second key thing is it better be really clear to the people who are dealing with these codes.
What's included?
Yeah, whether any monkey business has been done around the blinks to correct for that. Because, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be obvious looking at that set of codes.
No, not certainly not looking at codes. No.
Yeah, I suppose if you know what I travel, then you'll just know.
Know what to look for and what not to. Yeah.
So that mean you need the blink correction as part of the analysis then?
I think you're saying it comes out of the eye tracker already, right? They're already blink corrected.
They're already identified as blinks, then it's at what stage? The software that I've used pools the blinks, so we'll add it on. I'm not sure what.
Right, so that's the stuff that comes with the eye tracker.
Yes.
Stuff that comes with the eye tracking.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. Certainly, it's listed as a separate event in the stream. Blinks
right.
are a tag from the EDF and that sort of thing. It's registered as a.
Right. Okay. Well, if you want the blinks merged into a fixation, it might be worth making that a part of the requirement for the GDF stuff. So to remind me to just add that analysis to it. So, I mean, it's easy enough to do, just checking the time.
Yeah. I mean, it won't, because of the fixation, it'll be down to what we define as a gaze. So basically, the time from when somebody starts looking at an object until they leave it. And so if they blink a lot within that, they're still looking at that object. So it's just the time in to the time out.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
But what we need to know is, like, at what stage in the eye tracking software it does that, and whether that gets through so that Craig gets it automatically in what he's translating to GDF, whether he needs to redo the same analysis because something about the data path cuts off that analysis
mm-hmm.
from the eye tracker, or whether we even like it, right, and want to do it some different
some other way.
Yeah, but I think the ASCII format, as it stands, does contain blink information.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that's appeared in the documentation that I've read through.
Yeah, there's a blink.
Yeah.
Sort of
but it could be these things are corrected for blinks in this way, plus there's blink information. So,
possibly,
you know,
possibly,
it treats
yeah.
it as a fixation around blinks, and it also just happens to tell you where the blinks are. Because as you were saying, they like to use blink rate as measures of cognitive difficulty or something. So.
Right, okay. Yeah, so it might be worth us having a look at that and just see what data is already in the ASCII format and whether you want me to do any correction as part of the analysis. Because I've got to do the analysis for the fixations on parts and things anyway, so yeah, and anything to check for blinks during that shouldn't be a big problem.
It should just be a matter of treating it, adding on the blink to the last fixation or something anyway.
Yeah. So.
If they're not still fixating on it when they come back out of the blink, then why is that the right thing to do analytically?
Well, the real reason is as long as they've been blinking, even if they then open their eyes somewhere else, that's when they start absorbing the new information.
Oh, right, yeah, you said that.
It's basically like it's just a long saccade, kind of a visual suppression when you move. And it's the same when you're blinking, you're not taking anything in. So.
Well, but does the duration of fixations count for anything? Because if you're just adding the length of the blink to the fixation, you're not treating it as a saccade.
It's that yes. That's for the sort of gaze time measure. It's not actually, the fixations are still independent. So the fixation duration doesn't include the blink in the ASCII output. It's only when we start looking at sort of the total gaze, the total amount of time spent looking at one particular object, which includes all these sort of multiple fixations and any blinks and that sort of thing.
Okay.
It's a sort of composite viewing time.
Right.
So more complicated than I thought.
Yeah,
I've forgotten about the multiple
it.
Fixations on an object. Yeah. Okay.
And so there you're looking for a final thing that just says between this time and this time you're looking at this object, between this time and this time you're not looking at anything.
Yeah. Although we'll also still need a count of the fixations just so we can have you've got a measure of the average fixation duration. Again, just to see if they spend longer, just a more stable eye fixation or not.
Yeah. So I think at the moment the GDF format has fixations in it. So I guess that'll be part of the GDF to NXT transformation, be turning fixations into gates and whatever else.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't worry about that just at the moment.
Okay. I mean, this is kind of what we were talking about before, this confusion about what's in the GDF. I mean, you might see it as the initial GDF is just whatever straightforwardly translates without transforms, with just the data format changing from the ASCII. And then there's a bunch of other things that get added that you might still want to be in augmented GDF format, you know, like this blink and the gaze and whatever else. And then you translate to NXT. So you might still want to have everything in this one GDF file format that represents everything, and then the NXT thing is just a splitter. It's not doing any fancy analysis.
Right.
So I see this as, you know, a bunch of little routines that take the GDF without this information in it and add new information into subsequent versions of the GDF file that contains these post-process analyses.
Well, that's partly why I brought this up now, is I'm not sure at what point down the data path things sort of happen, but that's what I want out in the end.
Right.
Yeah.
So will you actually be doing much of the GDF, or are you expecting to be mostly analysis on at the NXT stuff? Then? So when you actually generate your results?
Well, the NXT stuff will have a more complete picture because it will combine all the linguistic stuff with all the movements and the actions.
Right.
But there'll be, I suppose, just some purely eye movement stuff you could do.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about earlier. You could do a quick analysis on the GDF stuff without having to before you do the dialogue analysis type stuff, so you can get some results anyway, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter which data format it's in, NXT or GDF, but it makes more sense for the converter between GDF and NXT not to add any data. All it does is do this stupid data format conversion. And it's just, you know, separating it out into little steps. So, you know, there have to be these other scripts that add any data transforms, not data format transforms, but data transforms, like this idea of putting together gazes from fixations. So, you know, if we keep it simpler like that, so that it's in little pieces, then it'll be just easier to understand what the whole thing does.
Right, okay.
Because, if suddenly you discover there's a problem with the GDF to NXT transform, you want to know whether it's one of these little post-processes going wrong or whether it's just the thing that dumps it into the multiple files for the... And GDF to NXT transform is pretty simple, so...
Right.
That's also why I sent you the Saarbrücken software, the stuff that takes the ASCII sort of format originally and then just...
The German stuff.
Because that little utility does things like, you can tell it what to do with blinks, whether just to lump them in or not, what the minimum fixation duration for a stable fixation would be. So if it picks up fixations less than, say, 50 milliseconds, you can tell it just to, again, lump them all together. That's not a sort of reliable enough fixation.
Right.
You can put in these sort of things. So that's a bit of software sync, and that includes the source code and things as well.
Yeah. So I think we'll have to work without that source code and then sort of restrictions on that. Fair enough.
So that's like all the analysis that you need to do to things. Are you just going to copy what they do, or is it documented like why they did it the way they did it, or is it just
No, there's very little documentation, as you might imagine, for these sort of things.
Well, it's a good starting point, right?
Yeah,
so
it'd
be
interesting
to see
why.
If you agree with the decisions that they made about how to do things.
Yeah, I suppose I can easily look through it and start writing up some documentation on it, and then I'll get that as a starting point for us to talk about today for what analysis we actually need to do on it and things. Yeah, create all the switches and whatever else you need to do. So. Yeah, so we'll have a bit more look at this GDF stuff and then start looking through that and make sure that works.
So it also just filters that there are a lot of strange event tags that the iLink produces that are fairly meaningless, I think. And it strips out a lot of the junk.
The Jest analyzer knows quite a few of the things as well. So.
Well, we don't want to build it into our data path. We just want to learn from it, I think, right? Correct? Or no?
Possibly.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing that are useful for generating this GDF stuff. I can easily incorporate whatever functions it takes from into Jest Analyzer when I'm doing the GDF stuff. So.
I'm just thinking, you know, like, so this takes the ASCII to simplify ASCII.
Yeah.
And simplify it with transforms in it, ASCII. And it's just, it seems to me harder to maintain something that's got that in it. It'd be better to break things up into like steps that, you know, as part of the, and also, well, why do I think this? I don't know, because it's somebody else's program and they're going to give us the next version and that's going to break our entire pipeline. That's the main reason.
What I'm planning to do with it then is take that software, find out what functions are useful for us in that, and then use those functions to generate the stuff that goes into the XML file.
I can imagine that also requiring some discussion about what we're going to do is what we actually want to do. That should be interesting.
So the first part of that will be documenting what they've got and then discussing it with Robin.
It's not going to be quite grabbable because it's written in Java.
Right. But yeah, well, I'm sure most of the logic is going to be.
And if in doubt, don't filter stuff out, keep it in, right? Because we always dump it to this other NXT track that we don't need to load necessarily. So,
the idea is
you just keep stuff in loss.
Yeah. It's always better than making too much compression to start with and then being unable to go back.
Some of those XML, NXT will handle it, will it?
Oh yeah, and it's easy enough to dump stuff into a separate track.
Yeah.
We gotta teach you about this at some point though, so I'm still not quite sure when. It sounds like maybe in another week.
Okay.
Jonathan made me promise not to tell you about it when you first arrived. You
leave very quickly.
It's just too many things at once, and it wasn't important that it be then.
I've got the hang of all the stuff I've been going through, and it looks like I'm coming to the end of the stuff that's listed there already. So I'm gonna have to start looking at that as the next stage.
He's a cool customer. He's ready for it. Okay, I think we're done, right?
Yep. Yeah. My page is blank still.
This just says, look at the wiki. Find out what's next. You could give Craig more work to do. This is fine.
I'll have to check out these batteries and things, won't I? We'll do the trains as bad as today.
Little man have been brushing the leaves off the rails in.
Well, yeah. Well, I heard the great conversation with the train conductor. So they're going, we didn't have this problem in the days of steam because the steam would just dry out the leaves and clear them off.
Blow them off as probably as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He must have been around for a while. They haven't had them since the 60s, right?
Yeah. Well, I retired 10 years ago, I'm actually 70.